A series of AI-generated regional news websites is believed to be the first instance of what's been coined pink slime journalism in Australia. The phrase describes low-cost and low-quality articles and web pages which mimic traditional local news outlets. They're often produced to fill online sites, attracting more clicks and more advertising dollars. The term originally comes from the meat industry. Pink slime refers to cheap beef mince produced from offcuts and treated with ammonia to make it more appealing but at a reduced cost. Bridget O'Connell is an AI media academic and says these cheap, low-cost news stories are already huge in places like the US and Europe.
And I would say this would be one of the first sightings of pink slime journalism in Australia.
The sites were uncovered by the ABC in March, operating under mastheads such as the Mandurah Reader, Esperance Enosis and the Bunbury Guardian. The sites appeared to publish news content scraped directly from local news outlets, including the ABC. The sites were taken down once the ABC started asking questions about the origins of the stories and their journalists. Bridget O'Connell says it's concerning regional areas were targeted.
Regional communities are the most vulnerable. They've seen often their local newspaper shut down.
The mastheads had created fake journalists and credited them with writing the articles. They had fake photos, bios, and some even claimed they had reported on local issues for many years. Bridget O'Connell says AI-generated journalism damages the credibility for all news publications.
We get our world view through news. If we don't know who's producing the news and for what end, then it makes it really difficult for us to participate with confidence in society.
The publications also used AI to recreate photos, with the Bunbury Guardian publishing two articles about court cases with fake crime scene photos. Media expert Monica Attard says that's problematic.
In the case of using imagery that is AI generated, you can't be sure that it is being used to support and not undermine truth. And that raises all sorts of problems, I think, for a legal case.
An ABC investigation into the ownership structure of the sites revealed Anton Loukanis as the person behind the mastheads. Mr. Loukanis is an Australian web developer who currently lives in Singapore. He said in a statement the pages were an experiment gone wrong. Mr. Loukanis said the tech was exciting, but he has now learnt there needs to be guardrails. A lot more care is needed, he said. The websites have all been taken down.